All right, Too Hard to Swallow podcast. It's Sunday, November 1st. It's 6:51 p.m. I'm bringing it to y'all a little early. And, you know, it's time for me to make my predictions. People have been asking me, what do I predict? And honestly, I predict Trump. 4 more years, honestly. You know, the thing about it is, you know, we need to, like I said on other episodes, we need to eliminate the Electoral College. And it just need to be whoever get the most votes wins. You know what I'm saying? Joe Biden, I think we have way more votes. He, like you say, he could probably get 80 million votes and still lose that motherfucker. 80 million more votes than Trump, let me say that. So, with this Electoral College, is a bunch of bullshit. And I think he'll win. You know, I've been hearing by people been getting threatened by Trump supporters and shit. I haven't heard it in my home state of Mississippi, but I've been hearing it from everywhere else. Trump supporters just going crazy and shit. And I think even if Trump lose, he got this Supreme Court set up where he gonna fight that shit. These old motherfuckers don't want to give up power. They could easily retire and live the rest of their life peaceful and quiet and shit, but it's obvious that's not what they want. And, you know, it's, in a way, it could be fucked up, you know. But stock market's still gonna be going crazy. It's gonna be real volatile, and it may not settle to probably after January, probably February or some shit. It's probably just because you don't know what Trump gonna do. He they can't control him, and with those Supreme Court justices, that's problematic for black people because of the way they old-timey ways that they trying to repeal the Voters Act of 1965 and just skin it, you know. So, and the Voters Act of 1965 is the way we able to vote because back in the day, you know, the motherfuckers used to put M&Ms in a jar and tell you to figure out how many M&Ms is in the jar just by looking at it. So shit crazy. It's fucked up. Everybody need to focus on a local election. We got Mike Espy running against Cindy Hyde Smith. And Mississippi can be a really great state, but you got the people that's in power, they don't want to expand. And if you're not growing, you're dying. So they don't want to expand. They want to keep this shit small and simple and prehistoric and all that bullshit. So that's the issue with us changing the flag. We starting to get businesses here. Amazon coming. What is it, UPS billing, adding some jobs in Ridgeland, which is great. But we can do better, and I think Mike Espy is gonna do better if he get elected. He been campaigning like a motherfucker. I hadn't seen Cindy Hyde Smith run as many ads as Mike Espy. It ain't even been close. So he giving it all he got. I still doubt he win. Just because, you know, it always is some bullshit, and we got the marijuana thing going with the initial 65. Then they got initial 65A. It's a lot of trickery they be doing, and you really, when you go up there to vote, you had to really read that shit on that initiative 65 and 65A, because they don't want marijuana legal. That's obvious, because they had to basically rewrite the Constitution of Mississippi, and they're not trying to do that. But it is a good thing for people that with disabilities, and they in pain, you know. I saw my brother go through it. I saw my daddy go through it. Had that initiative been passed back then, I think it could have helped them and alleviated some of that pain. But yeah, we had to focus on the local election. This president shit is gonna be crazy. We eventually will get a stimulus. You know, I was being optimistic, thinking that maybe we'll get it before Black Friday, which, you know, was the Friday after Thanksgiving. That's what I was hoping. But we'll see. The you know, the Democrats and Republicans should have been past that shit, but they letting politics play into the shit. And all the citizens need to write these motherfuckers and tell them, hey, write these senators and governors and tell them, hey, y'all bullshitting. Y'all playing with people's lives over fucking politics. And we sick of the shit. So we had to hold them accountable. But yeah, man, people hate seeing change. And that's the biggest thing. But I will say this, I was optimistic going to vote yesterday, seeing how many people was in line voting. There was a lot of black people. Now, Mississippi is predominantly black anyway. It's the real Wakanda. But it was a lot of black people in those lines trying to vote like a motherfucker. I ain't never seen that type of shit before. You know, not since Obama was in there, where, you know, everybody showed up and voted. But they was really showing up. It was kids, you know, it was young, probably 18, 19-year-old motherfuckers in that line. So that's serious to me. And so I am optimistic to see that, because normally Democrats just don't go and vote like that. But that's how Hillary lost, even though she had 40 million more votes than Trump, because most people say, Democrats get it, fuck it. And I can see why people don't want to vote, because you don't want to sit up there in those long lines, have to piss and shit and all that other shit. So I can see it. I can see why people be like, man, fuck it, I'll just stay home. But the Republican people not thinking like that. They going up there. They bringing friends with them, and they fucking voting. They don't give a fuck. So, you know, if you look at the polls now, Biden leading like a motherfucker. If you look at at those so-called polls, where they get those polls from, I have no idea, because I know these motherfuckers not counting these ballots, these absentee ballots already. I just know they not. I ain't gonna believe that they doing that shit. So, we gonna see. But my prediction is Trump 4 more years. Cindy Hyde Smith from Mississippi probably gonna win it. Now, I voted for Mike Espe, but I voted for Biden because Biden, with just on the tax side of it, you'll get an extra $5,000 You know what I'm saying? You making under 400,000, you'll get extra 5,000 a year. Just reading that shit. And, you know, and obviously Trump with these judges is problematic to black people. So we'll see what happens. This is another thing I want to talk about is the NFL ratings been down. Like, sports ratings in general been down like a motherfucker. I saw something like the Dodgers Magic team. They won the World Series and still lost $3 billion. That's crazy to me. So you can imagine how much everybody else probably lost. They won the World Series and lost about $3 billion because of no fans. And I think the ratings is down because of the fans can't go and talk about it among their friends. And people have figured out ways to entertain. They said they might be reading a little more. And that's what everybody should do. Read as much as possible. You know, and try to get smarter, man. Learn skills. That's what we had to do. Keep educating ourselves. And that way the society will be better. You will cut down on a lot of the senseless violence that happened. A lot of the senseless violence is just dumb motherfuckers with guns shooting and killing each other. But educated people historically don't do that bullshit. So educate yourself. Stack your money. Learn some skills. Because this shit might be a bumpy ride for the next 5 to 10 years. Yeah, 5 to 10 years. The cure for this virus, I don't think it's coming probably till 2022. But that don't mean that you can't live your life, you know. Try to stay in good health, take your vitamins, exercise and shit. Because this shit is crazy. It's some wild shit, and it's some shit I never thought would happen in a million years. 2020 almost over with, and that shit just flew by like a motherfucker. It was crazy. And time is not waiting on nobody, man. So if you got something you want to do, do that shit. Don't waste time, because time ain't on my side. That's a fact. But yeah, I'm hoping Biden win. I'm hoping Mike Espy win. But I'm not gonna hold my breath to this shit. And like you say, even if Biden win, I think Trump is gonna sue that motherfucker. Cause Trump didn't cut his campaign spending down. So obviously they telling him Biden leading. But you never know. Motherfucker can throw a Hail Mary. So, this shit is crazy. Stack your paper. Read. Telling y'all. But yeah, go vote. November the 3rd. Yeah, go back and listen to all my other podcasts. Get the merch. The link gonna be in the description. So, buy as much merch as you can. You've been listening to the Too Hard to Swallow podcast. I am Bobby Crudup Jr. Until next time.